You're listening to SBS News.
The Botanic Gardens of Christchurch provided a serene backdrop to mark an event that shattered New Zealand. 2 years on from the mosque attacks, grief remains. A peace bell echoes over the silent crowd, remembering the 51 men, women and children whose lives were snatched away at the hands of an Australian gunman, now destined to spend the rest of his life behind bars. But no penalty could repair what's been changed forever for so many. In Christchurch, Maha El-Madani remembered her father, one of those killed in the attack.
2 years ago, 51 innocent lives were taken without mercy at the hands of a coward. Their crime was their faith. Their crime was calling this beautiful city home. The pain of losing these 51 lives has not only impacted the people of Christchurch. It was a pain that rippled throughout New Zealand and the rest of the world and continues to be felt to this day.
Survivor Temel Atar-Chorjuru, who was shot 9 times, thanked New Zealanders for their support.
To the many bystanders, neighbours, paramedics, the emergency departments and hospital staff, please accept our heartfelt gratitude. And to fellow New Zealanders and all people around the world watching, thank you. Thank you for never leaving us alone. Thank you for always standing with us. Please continue to stand with us.
Following a remembrance service at the weekend, Jacinda Ardern was questioned on whether her government has done enough to meet the needs of the victims. Many have called for New Zealand's accident compensation to cover their lost wages, ongoing costs and residual injuries.
We're establishing a collective impact board which will enable affected whānau of March 15 to guide and advise on the services required to support their long-term recovery needs. This, of course, sits alongside individual case management, which we've also worked to improve, with access to dedicated work brokers for those families directly impacted by March 15. Again, something the community has asked for.
Ms Ardern says she's encouraged Australia and other nations to have tough conversations about anti-Islamic racism to honour those killed in the attacks. She says one of the positive legacies of the attack has been a national introspection in New Zealand that's placed a higher importance on social cohesion. Ms Ardern says a similar move in Australia would be welcomed.
On the aftermath of March 15, you know, it was incumbent on us to get our own house in order. And I don't think anyone would have thought it was fair to say that just because the terrorist in this case came from Australian shores, that that meant we didn't have a responsibility to take a look at ourselves. We did, because members of our Muslim community were experiencing some pretty horrific racism before that attack here.
Commemorations have also been held in Canberra. Nara Peace Park played host to a scaled-down, socially distanced outdoor gathering, paying tribute to the victims, their families and friends. Annette King, New Zealand's High Commissioner, addressed those gathered.
And these attacks have affected us deeply. They have affected our migrant community. They have affected Kiwis, young and old, no matter where we live, because we see it as an assault on our home, on our way of life, and on those who've made New Zealand their home.
Then a message for both sides of the Tasman from Tumanako Māori cultural leader Isaac Cotter.
Me te rangi Māori e, and the peace, tātou, tātou e, each and every one of us, all of us together. Kia ora.
Calling for unity after an act of terror clearly intended to divide. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.